This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight as we kick open the door for this hour of the show. We got Trump mocking a reporter who was allegedly assaulted by his campaign manager. We have Trump dropping his pledge to back the Republican presidential nominee if it's not him. But Ted Cruz is doing that. So is John Kasich. Imagine the disaster and the eruption coming out of GOP headquarters should it come down to Trump running as an independent. Disaster for the Republicans. You can forget it because Hillary Clinton is the next president of the United States. There's no way. That would spell big time problems. Oh, big time problems. And oh, just for fun, did you hear the Brady Bunch cast is getting together after 40 years? I got 15 texts today. This is what my texts look like. How about this? I got this from somebody who is near the Capitol. All is clear today at the Capitol, Kate, just so you know. Not on lockdown. Well, thank you. It was only on lockdown for an hour. Then I got another text. Trump backing his man, Lewandowski, saying it's no big deal. Then I get 15 emails that say, Marsha, 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 what does she look like now? Do we care about the Brady Bunch that much? I thought it was funny. Iconic, I suppose, and that's why. That's just a little snapshot of what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. By the way, because the Supreme Court does not have Justice Scalia anymore, and we don't have a replacement player at this point, we're talking 4-4. The Supreme Court hands a win to unions. So check this out. Public sector unions can say they triumphed when the justices preserved a vital source of cash for organized labor that split 4-4 on a conservative challenge that seemed destined for success and would have been if Scalia was still alive, but he died last month. The case brought non-union public school teachers, it was brought by them in California, and it targeted fees that many states forced the workers to pay unions in lieu of dues to fund collective bargaining and other activities. So a loss in the case would have meant that unions representing teachers, police, transit workers, firefighters, other government employees, basically, millions of dollars annually, and that would have hit them in the political knees because they wouldn't have had those extra funds, let's say. The outcome shows you now what 4-4 looks like in this kind of a case. So depending on who was commenting, like there was this from Lane Murray, VP for Strategy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which is the think tank in D.C., who's actually been on the show. We look at all sides of all this. Said the death of Justice Scalia has proved a disaster for public sector workers who have their paychecks raided by unions because they have to give up the dough. And it would have been a different outcome there. So how about that? So they rejected it. The case had finally come to the Supreme Court. Finally had come after really what seemed like a long time. And so the main issue in the case decided on Tuesday were those agency fees equivalent to union dues. And they're mandatory for non-union workers under laws in about half the states. And it, of course, includes California. So California's non-union teachers pay the union, which has 325,000 members, around 600 annually in mandatory fees for collective bargaining. So now the non-union teachers, who are not making a lot of dough in the first place for the most part, are upset, and they say they're going to ask the court to rehear the case. So you're talking about 5 million public sector employees that have those union contracts, that are subjected to the union contracts, so they have to pay that extra money. That's pretty big. That was big news coming out of D.C. that got, I think, buried in everything else that happened, especially with the politics of what was going on with Donald Trump. Now, the story with Lewandowski, his campaign man, was simply this, that this happened in March. It happened at his golf course. A reporter from Breitbart was trying to ask him a question as he was moving along, and Lewandowski just grabbed her arm, yanked her away from him at a campaign event. So he's now been charged with assault, according to the Jupiter police. And this happened back on March 8th. The reporter is Michelle Fields, and there were photos that she tweeted of bruises on her arm, and he suggested, Lewandowski, that Fields was the aggressor in this situation. Now, Trump suggested that she was the aggressor in this situation, not Lewandowski. Trump said, "She's not a baby. She was grabbing me. Am I supposed to press charges against her?" That's what Trump said. So he was repeatedly criticizing her, saying she had evaded Secret Service, walked toward him with a pen that could have been a little bomb, he said. He said she broke the rules by trying to ask him a question when the press conference was over, even though he had paused to take other questions from the media, including from her. So he mocked her, alleged injuries, pointing out that she had touched him too. At one point Trump grabbed his arm and said, "Oh, my arm is hurting," sarcastically. And he said, because he's being interviewed by Anderson Cooper, he said, "Anderson, my arm is just killing me." So anyway, Lewandowski was charged with battery on Tuesday for the assault. Jupiter police released the tape, a security video of the altercation, which shows that he was pulling her back, which they say was contradictory to claims that were made. So, I mean, this look ends up in court May 4th. Why did it make news? Because Trump was asked about it, because it made juicy headlines. Oh, bruises on the arm. There was one report I heard earlier that she was thrown to the floor, which, of course, that part wasn't true. And then Ted Cruz and the Ohio Governor John Kasich jumped in immediately and said they would have fired him, that it was wrong, and it's typical of this campaign. They just jumped. They seized the opportunity and jumped all over the moment. They just jumped all over it because they could. And that's what this campaign has been about. This is it. If you're paying attention, if you have both of your eyes open, then you know this is pretty much the way it's been on the Republican side more than the Democratic side, because really it's just down to Bernie, and not really, it's Hillary Clinton. So it's much more tame, much more tame. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star. Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star now.
Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Still hear that all over the place. Wow.
So beautiful.
Coming up on America Tonight, your chance to hear a great conversation with a woman whose son was diagnosed with bipolar disease, but only after years of frustration and not knowing what was wrong. She did a small film and then was talked into doing a feature film and had enough to do a feature film with. And we talked to Randy Silverman and the actress who played her, Cheryl Allison. You'd recognize a lot of people in this movie. And I screened the movie early and it's just tremendous. There are so many people that suffer from bipolar or other mental illnesses, and it's a disease, and it should be treated like that instead of people hiding and keeping things quiet and some of the terrible things that so many people have endured because it's so misunderstood. But anyway, that's coming up on America Tonight. In the meantime, as I look across at more than Donald Trump, because it seems that this is just driving the conversation. What are we going to talk about after November? We're going to have to get reacquainted with other conversation, meaning not here on America Tonight, but outside of this radio show. What are people going to do? What are they going to talk about? Because it's really taking up so much space, so much air time. This is a very, very sad story to me. You think of Detroit and everything Detroit's been through, bankruptcy, boarded up homes, trying to sell homes for cheap, the city trying to really get itself back on its feet. And then you have 12 current and former Detroit school principals who were among 14 people accused of bribery and other crimes by the feds. They're saying that what would happen is they would submit fraudulent invoices for chairs, paper, and other supplies to ensure the invoices would be approved. Prosecutors say they paid out more than $900,000 in cash, gift cards, and checks to school officials. In the meantime, they got $2.7 million from the district for supplies that were delivered in lesser quantities than promised or weren't even delivered. Talk about a skim, and that'd be easy to figure this skim out, wouldn't it? So the people that we're talking about, in fact, one of the principals, Ronald Alexander, appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show in an episode that aired last month to accept $500,000 donation from Lowe's for Spain Elementary. The charges, of course, aren't related to the home improvement store's donation, which would go to renovations and computers and all that other stuff. It was related to the fact that you've got, there was money being skimmed, allegedly being skimmed. So they battled corruption for the past several years, and now they're trying, you know, they're trying to do everything they can. And with the school system in the shambles that it is, this is terrible. I mean, it's life, but it's terrible, because that just puts them back in the hole again. And luckily they found it out, because the money was being eaten away. I'm sure the Ellen show wasn't happy that, oh, great, he's one of the principals that's in the middle of this mix. And how about this? Americans were put on alert once again. The U.S. military, government, families were told, you know what? You might want to get out of Turkey. Get out of Turkey at this point. So when we were saying before that, oh, it's still a great place to go and visit, they're ordering families of service men and women and government workers to get out of southern Turkey. They say there's just continued security concerns. Islamic State terrorists were planning on an imminent attack on schools, Jewish schools in Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department have found that out, and they say they want to, the government will have to cover the relocation costs, but they want to relocate these people, get them out of there, because they're too concerned over what could possibly happen, where these strikes could happen. And they also warned Americans to stay away from the area, especially those near the Syrian border. Large crowds, popular tourist destinations, all that. And the family members, pretty big, 670 family members that they're going to move, and they're doing it right away because they're too worried as to what could happen. And this is just one day after the Secretary of State, John Kerry, met with his Turkish counterpart in Washington. Probably a very, very smart move based on what we've seen recently that's happened. And we know we just had a commander on the show, and he talked to us being a mile and a half from what ISIS was trying to do, what it was like. He talked to us while he was out there on duty and described just how horrific it is, the things that have happened to so many of the people, so many of the Christians, the Assyrian Christians who feel stuck. They don't want to leave, but they're stuck in an untenable situation of what do they do and how much of a wall can be created so that they're safe. So smart, smart, smart for the United States to get out, whoever it is. Very, very smart. I don't know about you, but it seems like every single time Cherry Blossom is going on or something else big, there's a problem with the Washington Monument. It's a gorgeous monument, but good luck trying to get to the top of it. The Washington Monument was closed on Tuesday. The elevator stopped. Visitors were evacuated, but the National Park Service said they have to work on it. Be very scary to be stuck, and they have procedures, but it would be very scary to be stuck in the elevator for 20 minutes or so. All right, I wanted you to hear a little sneak preview of the movie that is coming up that we're going to talk to the star and the producer and writer of this movie called No Letting Go.
Give it up for Timothy Spencer.
All right.
So, Tim, do you have any idea why Mommy brought you here to talk to me today?
Sometimes I get kind of worried.
Oh, sweetheart. What happened? Are you okay? How did I not know that kids could have anxiety?
Can you describe what it looks like when Tim gets upset?
His eyes change. Like he becomes a different person.
Me, forget what I was writing. You ruined it.
Sometimes he can get violent.
I hate you. You ruined everything. Why do you always take his side?
Timothy has an illness.
No, Tim! Get off of me! I will get all of you! Tim, I swear!
I'm not sending my son away.
We'll start him on a very small dose at first.
What he needs are parents who know how to handle him. Why didn't you try harder?
He's not getting better.
You just want to get rid of me.
Stop.
That's all.
Stop.
You hate me.
I feel so guilty.
Stop.
Sorry
for everything.
Please, Mommy.
You sound angry. Don't belong here.
You know, being here will help you if you let it.
Out here in the woods, it's kind of awesome.
No one knows him like I do, and I am the one who's supposed to help him.
If this was your son, what would you do?
Of this story, and that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. Kick back, everyone, and enjoy the rest of America tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Very excited here on America Tonight to introduce you to two people connected to a great new film, one that I feel very privileged to have screened early. It's called No Letting Go. For those of you who know me and certainly know this show, you know that I'm on a quest to make mental illnesses like bipolar become more in our vernacular of the conversation of how I feel it's a disease and how we can't keep just pushing this in the background. I cannot tell you how this has affected so many people I know and their lives, and this film is just a beautiful, beautiful film. It's right now in limited release in New York for my pals there and in Los Angeles, but it's making its cable on-demand release, as they say, and that's happening March 30th, which is World Bipolar Day. So we have one of the main actresses from the film. Her name is Cheryl Allison, and also the co-producer and co-writer, Randy Silverman, is with us as well. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Randy, let's start with you and tell us about, as a co-writer and co-producer, this is personal for you because this is a real life experience for your family. Tell us about it.
Yes, exactly. The story is actually based on the true story of my own family. I have three sons, and my middle son, when he was very, very young, was originally diagnosed with anxiety and then depression. It was a very terrifying time for us because we had no idea that children could have any kind of mental illness. But when your nine-year-old suddenly doesn't want to live anymore, you start to realize something is going on. Ultimately, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, but it took years and years for us to understand what was going on and to get the help and treatment he needed. And I really believe that was because I didn't know, my family didn't know, the teachers didn't know, nobody knew this kind of thing could happen for no apparent reason. And so I've been on a mission to, as you said, and I'm so thrilled to hear you're on a mission too, to change the dialogue in our country about mental illness so that we can treat mental illness like we do any other illness. The medical illness in it deserves to be treated the same way. And early intervention can work and can be very effective, but you can't get early intervention if you don't even know there's a problem to fix. So anyway, that's my mission. And so I got involved, luckily, with these fabulous filmmakers, Karina Rush, my co-producer, and Jonathan Bukhari, the director. And we said, you know what, we have to do something here. We started with a short film, Illness, and Cheryl can tell you about that. And we wrote this film, and it's beautiful. It's received a lot of attention. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you tossed to Cheryl. So, Cheryl, let's ask you about that. Tell us about the short film that Randy just mentioned, Illness, and how that was the springboard for what you're now starring in.
Yes, exactly. Our director, Jonathan Bukhari, actually wrote the short film called Illness. And I was cast as the mother, and Karina Rush was producing it. And as we were in the process of beginning to film, Randy is a longtime friend of Karina's as well. And they started talking, and Karina invited Randy to be a part of the short film as a mental health consultant to make sure we were addressing the subject matter correctly. And the illness went out to film festivals worldwide, and we were just really amazed at how it was received. It won awards everywhere, and the audience was just very receptive. And they kept coming up to all of us saying, we want more. You know, 13 minutes is not enough into this family's life. So throughout that process, then Randy started talking to Jonathan and said, you know, this is really my family's story, and I think we could make a feature film out of it. So it was interesting, you know, because Randy hadn't even written a short film, but yet it represented her family so well. And then they wrote the feature, and then we got funding, and we shot the feature in, let's see, it was the summer of 2014.
Yeah, as an actress, you certainly know this, and Randy knows this too as well. Somebody told me, hey, this has the great potential for some Academy Award buzz. And you can say whatever you want about awards, and you mentioned already some awards and then the short film, it's not enough. But the great thing about that is if you do get that kind of buzz, it means more people will be curious, correct? Is that right, Randy? And they'll go and they'll watch this, they'll want to find out more about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I'm not in the film industry, or I wasn't, but suddenly I am now. And what I've learned is awards of any kind get people to notice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. What we need is everyone in the country to see this film. It's an unusual film because there isn't another film out there that really explores children and a family and what a family goes through when a young person develops a mental illness. And so the best way to start a conversation is to get as many people to see it as possible. But, yeah, Academy Award, that sounds nice. I like that.
Hey, sure. We'll take it. We'll take it.
So now you've got this film and you're promoting it, and I mentioned it's World Bipolar Day. And, Cheryl, for you, you could tap into Randy. Did you do that? Were you able to tap into her and say, hey, tell me a little bit more what this was like? I mean, how great is that when you've got somebody, a living, breathing person who can relate and tell you about, this is the inside look at my family? Did that make it really jump off the page for you?
Oh, absolutely. I have never participated in a film or a role that has meant so much to me. Meeting Randy originally on the set for the short film, we immediately connected. Now, like I said, in the short film, I wasn't per se playing her at that point, but she was giving me so much advice and so much insight on her experiences. And I have to tell you, the young man who plays Timothy in our feature film as well as the short film is Randy's youngest son in real life. And so I was incredibly close to him. So I just sort of feel like I am a member now of the Silverman family.
You are.
Yeah. So I interviewed her. I spoke with her. And, you know, we're just incredibly close. And so it made a world of difference.
It's interesting because people say, wow, you've got an actress who looks just like you. And the funny thing is that she was cast in this role before I even came on board in the short film. And if you look at pictures of us, of course, we look like sisters. And she looks like my youngest son's mother. So it really is, it's sort of meant to be.
There you go. Randy, how's your son doing now? Because people are going to want to know the rest of the story. As you said, after all of the frustration you went through, then finally there was a diagnosis at the end of a very long tunnel, right?
Yeah, there was a diagnosis, and then even after the diagnosis, it took a long time to get him the help he needed, and I won't give any spoilers away for the film, but the film does end with hope, but it still ends where he's in treatment. But in real life, he's 19 years old, and he is doing extremely well. He has learned a lot about his illness, and he's learned how to manage it, and he does what he needs to do to manage it. He still has bipolar disorder. He'll have bipolar disorder for the rest of his life. And it's okay. We treat it like asthma, diabetes. Okay, so what? You have bipolar disorder. Let's do what you have to do to take care of yourself as though you had any other illness. And that's what he does. He's a really great kid. And honestly, in the end of all of this, he's my hero because it is a difficult, difficult illness to live with, but it's even more difficult when the world doesn't understand and discriminates against you. And, you know, if he has a hard time, certain friends don't understand and walk away, or getting a job can be complicated if people don't understand. So I'm trying to help change that so he can live in a world where he does not have to be concerned about those things.
Yeah, and for both of you, last one, what do you hope that, we kind of touched on this briefly in the beginning, that this movie does, especially, Randy, for you, who said it, and I mentioned it for me, it's very personal as I look around me and see what it's done to my family, and realizing that so many people just have no idea what it means.
Right, they don't. And the statistics are 1 in 4 Americans suffer from a diagnosable mental illness. And that's 1 in 5 children. That's 15 million children in the United States. So we all know somebody, even though they may not be talking about it. And I hope that this makes all the difference in terms of how we see and feel about mental illness. And then we can move forward with treatments and fixing our mental health system and putting more money into research. But until we can talk about it, none of those things are really going to happen. So my goal is to get everyone to see it. And there are a lot of platforms that will be available, as you said, on video on demand throughout the country and Canada. We will also have on our website, which is nolettinggomovie.com, we are going to be selling DVDs as well as streaming. And it's on all the big platforms, Time Warner, Comcast, I mean, you name it, it's going to be all over the country. And also, in addition to that, we are taking the film out on the road to do community screenings and conversations, because having the conversation is as important, I think, as what. Well, no, I think watching the film is the first step, but then having the conversation in communities hopefully will make a big difference.
Awesome. And I think, Cheryl, for you, you said it already, that what a great role for you, one of the best, because you were able to actually tap into the person who was affected by it in the family.
She was brilliant, by the way, brilliant. She did better than I did.
Well, it's very rare to be able to do a role where you feel like not only do you want to give a truthful and authentic voice for Randy, but then I realized it's so many people's story. So I felt like I was representing so many, you know, in particular women out there that are in the same situation. And I had so many friends approach me and tell me, hey, this is my story too. So I felt a very big responsibility to represent all of them in a truthful way.
Yes, wow.
And that's true. That's true. There are millions of families like mine. And the story is, while, yes, it's based on my story, we wrote it to represent the millions of us who are out there struggling. So she did an amazing job representing all of us. She's won 4 awards already for this.
I know. I saw that. It's terrific. I hope everybody listening, and we're on across the country, goes, see it, get it, have those community discussions. Absolutely. No letting go. Thank you so much, Cheryl Allison, and also Randy Silverman. You guys are terrific, and good luck with the film.
Thanks, Kate.
So much for having us.
Thanks.
My fingers
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Excited I am about racing of any kind and boats of all sizes. As we know, that's my obsession. I grew up with a sunfish. I won't tell you where that sunfish ended up. My sailing skills when I first started weren't quite up to snuff. But I'll tell you what I do love. I love watching the sport. So Team USA skipper Jimmy Spithill, believe it or not, is with us. Think of the America's Cup. And think of the boats and the beauty of that and some of the races that we've talked about in the past. There is a big, spectacular race that's coming up in New York City on May 7th and 8th. The racing spans, obviously, 2 days, and you can hear it on the, or you can see it on the Peacock Network, and it puts six boats from six countries against one another on the Hudson. Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So tell us about this competition. I mean, this is a big return to New York City, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, it's great to be back. I mean, you know, the America's Cup is the oldest international sporting trophy in the world. You know, it's been going for 166 years. So, you know, that's pretty incredible. The U.S., New York Yacht Club, you know, was here for 132 years, which is the longest winning streak in sport. And then it was broken in 1983. And since then, there's been only a handful of nations that have held it. But, yeah, right now, Oracle Team USA is a two-time winner. And, yeah, for the first time, we'll be bringing these huge carbon fiber catamarans that literally now fly out of the water. They do speeds of up to 50, 60 mile an hour, and we'll be racing right there on the lower Hudson between the World Trade Center and the Statue of Liberty, and I think it's just going to blow people's minds when they see it.
Yeah, as you said, 60 miles an hour, that's just incredible, the beauty of it and how fast fast they cut through, and they'll be able to cut through the Hudson. As you forecast, obviously weather plays a part. You look at what you expect there. But in the Hudson, it's relatively contained, correct?
Yeah, look, I mean, the beauty of these boats is they're so powerful now, they need very little wind to get going. They actually do 2 to 3 times the speed of the wind. That's how powerful and efficient they are. But the Hudson's going to be fantastic. I mean, look, you get a mix of conditions there. We sail in very tight spaces now. You know, we call it stadium sailing. The races are 15, 20 minutes long. 3 races Saturday, 3 races Sunday, and the races on Sunday are worth double points. So it really keeps it all open until the final race. But I think when people see these boats, they'll think they're some sort of a spaceship. They look like nothing else in the water, and they literally do fly now.
We're speaking with Jimmy Spithill, Team USA skipper. How much of this? How much do these boats cost?
Well, the big cost is probably all the R&D that goes into them and the design of them. They're you know, 100% carbon fiber. They really are space age. It's really like building a space shuttle, you know, the level that we're at in terms of the engineering and construction. So they're, you know, millions of dollars, but they are just incredible bits of equipment. You know, they're now, instead of, as an example, instead of being powered by a conventional sail, they're now powered by rigid carbon fiber, like a plane wing. So it really is like having a turbo boost, and I don't think anyone will have seen a boat go this quick on the Hudson, let alone a sailing boat.
Yeah. How does somebody, when you assemble your team, what do they have to do to qualify? Where do you pluck these guys from?
Well, it's quite a big change. I mean, in the past, the guys that were, and certainly the perception, I'm sure, for a lot of people in New York is that, you know, sailors in the America's Cup sailors, you know, aren't that athletic. Big change now. You know, it's definitely a young man's game. Typically, you know, our guys on a daily basis in our training, they're burning about 7,000 to 8,000 calories each per day. So it's a full, we're looking at all just incredible athletes now. We've seen guys cross over from other sports. We've got Ironmen, ex-Olympic rowers. We've actually taken out, you know, some NFL and baseball guys when we were racing in San Francisco, and they were absolutely shocked at just how hard it was. So, yeah, we're really looking at guys that not only do you have to be an incredible athlete, you need to be able to think at exhaustion and make decisions and think a step ahead while under stress, because there's real consequence now in this racing that hasn't really been there in the past.
Yeah, as you said, the consequences are different, aren't they, now? And the stakes are higher.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's actually a lot similar to motor racing in that the harder you push, the faster you'll go, you know, in an F1 car or a NASCAR, and that's simply the exact with us. And there's a clear line, and if you cross that line, in our case, we'll capsize, crash, and, you know, the guys can be seriously hurt. So, but on the flip side, if you're not pushing and if you're not going fast, someone else is, and you'll be slow. So it's just sort of maintaining that balance. The boats get inches apart. Sometimes, you know, there are collisions, and it's all on a very, very tight racetrack right there, you know, in that natural stadium of the Hudson. It'll, you know, I think people are really going to get a kick out of this.
As the skipper, you have to look at the competition. Who's going to be the stiffest competition for you?
Yeah, look, we've got 6 very, very competitive teams from all around the world with some of the best athletes. We, right now, the New Zealand team is winning the tour. We're in second. We have the British team, who's also very strong in third. The fact is, though, with this type of racing, it's so difficult. You're heavily undermanned on these boats, and things happen in split seconds. So there's so much passing. You make a mistake and you get punished in this sort of racing. So the fact is, any one of these teams could win. And as we've seen in previous events, it'll all come down to the final race on Sunday.
Wow. For you, is of all the things that you've accomplished in your career, what's the biggest?
Definitely the America's Cup. There's no question. I mean, look, it's a big team atmosphere. These America's Cup teams, we design, build, engineer. So there's obviously the athletes, but we also have all our designers and our structural engineers, boat builders behind the scenes. And it's just so difficult to win and get right. And when you do it with a large group of people, it's just such a, you know, it's just so rewarding, it becomes an addiction, and you want to experience the high of that as a group again. So that's what we're trying to do at Oracle Team USA. We really, obviously, one of the things we want to capitalize on is the sort of home field advantage here in New York. So we're really urging everyone to come down and support the team, because I've seen it firsthand. It definitely makes a big difference to the guys on board.
Yeah, so the certainly it can support thousands that could come down and watch, right? I mean, obviously.
Well, I tell you what, there is no other stadium in New York where you can go and watch the best athletes in the world for free.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what the Hudson's going to offer. It's and it's not a huge time commitment. You know, we're talking three races on Saturday, three on Sunday. The races are about, you know, 12 to 15 minutes long. And I tell you what, people and kids will get a real kick out of this. It's very, very quick and very exciting.
Before we let you go, give us a little a tip on watching this. What should people, as they line up along the Hudson, what should they be looking for?
Well, first of all, they'll see the boats literally flying on top of the water. They'll see these huge carbon fiber rigid wings tearing around. And there'll be so much going on that it'll be impossible for them to miss.
So bring the binoculars, right, and focus on...
You won't need the binoculars. Basically, we kind of have sidelines, like in a football game.
Yeah.
And literally, the fans are on the sidelines. So, you'll almost be able to reach out and touch the boats. You will not need the binoculars.
Wow. Well, I can't wait. I know that I'm going to be there for sure. Jimmy Spithill, good luck. Thanks so much. Skipper for Team USA.
Thanks very much.
All right, so again, a huge event, this race, New York City, May 7th and May 8th, the 2 days, as he mentioned. So it is a big return to New York City. The America's Cup, as he said, the ties to the area go all the way back to the mid-1800s. In fact, I looked this up. The America's Cup originated at the New York Yacht Club, and it was a challenge from the Queen of England. So you can imagine how stunning that's going to be to see the six boats on the Hudson with the Manhattan skyline as the backdrop. And as I mentioned, it's going to be on NBC. They're going to cover it. And Jimmy Spithill is a pretty big deal, obviously, and he talked about how they pulled the guys, the athletes, that the NFL guys and baseball guys were just blown away by what it takes, the exhaustion when you get on the boat. 7,000 to 8,000 calories a day is what you're burning, which is incredible when you think of that intensity. And then the speeds that he mentioned, it makes sense because those split-second decisions that are happening when you're going 60 miles an hour and cutting across the water. And obviously, this is more in the series. This is part of the series, but this is a big part of the series. And an Oracle Team USA that's going to be there. He mentioned New Zealand's pretty tough. Sweden's going to be there as well. Japan's going to be there. France is going to be there. And, of course, England, as I mentioned. And they're vying for the points that count toward the final competition, and that's in the 35th America's Cup, which is in Bermuda in 2017. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.